There is pain in the world. There is sorrow in the world. God has not promised that everything's going to work out the way you want it to. Folks, this is not heaven. This is earth. And because we are on earth, there is pain and sorrow and suffering. Now, the ultimate deliverance is going to be one day in heaven where there will be no pain, there will be no sorrow, no suffering, no heartache anymore. You see, the world hopes for the best, but Jesus is your best hope.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now today, as we bring our series called God's Dream for Your Life to a close, we'll wrap up our look at how to recognize the six distinct phases of faith. This critical teaching will help you when you're faced with making life's most important choices. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called From Dead End to Deliverance.
Hebrews 11:17 says, while God was testing him, and that, by the way, is what the dead end is. It's a test of your faith. Abraham still trusted in God and his promises. So he offered his son, Isaac. God had said, I want you to sacrifice your son. And Abraham, he didn't blink an eye. In fact, what he said is, he just went ahead and said, whatever you want, God. He didn't panic. Why? Because he remembered what God can do, and he relied on what God had promised. In fact, if you go read the story, the rest of that passage here in Hebrews 11, Abraham actually expected God to raise his son back to life. He said, hey, if God gave me a son at, 100 years of age, he can bring him back to life whenever he wants to. And as they're walking up the hill to make this sacrifice, Abraham turns around and says to the servants, we'll be back. Get that? We'll be back. And as he's walking up the hill with his son goes, hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, son, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. What happens when God takes your most precious dream and says, I want you to give it up? Can you do that in faith? You're at a dead end, and God's going to deliver you if you make the right answer. And so he went ahead and he said, I'll do whatever you want to do. God said, I was just testing you. Romans 4, verse 18. Though it seemed Abraham's hope could not be fulfilled, he did become the father of many nations, exactly as God had promised. Circle the word seemed. Some of you are at a dead end right now, and it seems like there's no way out. Listen, things are never as bleak as they seem. They are never as bleak as they seem, because you're looking at it from human viewpoint rather than from God's viewpoint. It's all in the way you looked at it. The disciples followed Jesus for 3 years, and all of a sudden, one day they wake up, and he's hanging on a cross, and he dies. And they go, well, we weren't expecting that one. You think they were in despair? Do you think they were at a dead end? You think they didn't know what to do? And from their point of viewpoint, it seemed like their whole world had crashed down around them. But Easter was only 3 days away. God had a bigger idea. He had a bigger plan, because God brings to life those things that are dead. That's a miracle. Now notice it says here, though it seemed Abraham's hope couldn't be fulfilled, he did become the father of many nations exactly as God had promised. It says exactly. Now a promise is only as good as the character of the person who makes the promise. I mean, there are some politicians that make a promise. I wouldn't trust that. I was going to say something else. There are some people, they make a promise, it's like some of these, car salesmen on television. You go, I don't believe that for 1 minute. But the Bible says God cannot lie. Somebody say, is there anything God can't do? Yes, there are some things God cannot do. He's chosen to limit himself in. One of them, God says, is I cannot lie. because God is complete truth. So God cannot lie. That means he doesn't dangle out a promise and then say, oh, just kidding you. If he makes a promise to you, he's going to fulfill it. And it will happen exactly as he has said. So I remember what God can do, and I rely on what God has said. The third thing you do when you face the dead end of life, whether it's an emotional dead end or a relational dead end or financial, is I face the facts with faith. Face the facts with faith. Verse 19 and 20, Romans 4. Let's read this together. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, and Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he didn't waver with unbelief. Abraham's 99 years old. God says, you're going to have a child. He looks down at his body and says, no way, Jose. He looks at his wife and says, double no way. Now, there's a medical impossibility here. And he's beyond the childbearing years. And yet it says he faced the fact, but he didn't waver with unbelief. Faith is not denying reality. I hope you hear that. Faith is not pretending you don't have a problem. That's not faith. That's called denial. Faith is not saying, I'm not in pain when you are. Faith is not saying, I don't hurt when you do. Faith is not saying, I'm happy when you're really grieving inside. That's not faith. That's phoniness. So God says, I want to work in your life according to faith. Faith is facing the facts without being discouraged by them. That's what faith is. Being able to look at the problem and say, yeah, that's a problem in my life, but I'm not discouraged by it because I know God is greater than the problem.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Faith is facing the facts without being discouraged by them. That's what faith is. Being able to look at the problem and say, yeah, that's a problem in my life, but I'm not discouraged by it because I know God is greater than the problem. You see, there is a brand of Christianity out there today that basically says, deny all your problems and just have a positive confession. Name it and claim it. And I say, I'm not sick, even though I've got 105 temperature. Or I say, I'm not in debt, even though they're foreclosing on my house at this very moment. Folks, that kind of thinking did not come from Jesus. That's Pollyanna. And Pollyanna is not exactly a good theologian. Faith is not denying reality. Faith is facing reality, but not being discouraged by it. Because you know that God can change a situation. It's not a matter of just smile. You can build a family on faith, but you can't build it on fantasy. You can build a business on faith, but you can't build it on fantasy. You can build a life on faith, but you can't build it on fantasy. And they're very different. It's being realistic without being discouraged. Now, the key is to look beyond your circumstances. 2 Corinthians 4:18. We fix our eyes on what is unseen. In other words, not the problem I can see. For what is seen is temporary. That's the problem. But what is unseen, that's God's power, is eternal. Now, if you look at the world, you're going to be distressed because there are problems all in the world. If you look within, you're going to be depressed because there's a lot of things that need changing in your life. But if you look at Jesus Christ, you'll be at rest. It all depends on what you have your eyes on. It's like you say to the guy, how you doing? Well, I'm doing good under the circumstances. I want to say, what are you doing under them? Circumstances are like a mattress. You get on top, you rest easy. You get underneath them, you suffocate. One day, Jesus was out walking on the water. By the way, why do you think Jesus did that? You think he was just showing off? Jesus never did anything to show off. Honestly, I think he did it because it was the only place you could get alone. I really do. I mean, it says everywhere Jesus went, there were crowds. And the all, you know, I have felt that sometimes. I thought, well, I'd like to go out there and walk on Mission Viejo Lake, you know. Just nobody'd bother me except Lindgren would be out there fishing. And so, I want to be out there on the water. Well, Jesus is out walking on the water. Peter and the disciples in the boat, and Jesus goes, hey, Peter goes, this water walking looks cool. So he says, hey, Jesus, call me. So Jesus goes, Peter, come on down. So Peter walks out of the boat. He starts walking, and he's cool. You know, he's doing okay. And then all of a sudden, he looked down at his problem, and he sank. When you start looking at your problem, you're sunk. If you look at Christ beyond the problem, you look at your deliverer rather than the difficulty, you'll make it. You get your eyes on the problem, you're ahead. You face the facts with faith. Then number four, when I'm in the dead ends of life, I expect God to deliver me. I expect God to deliver me. Now, in the situation that you're in right now, what are you expecting God to do? Some of you aren't expecting him to do anything. Some of you are expecting very little. God works in your life according to your expectations. That's called faith. Now notice this verse. In verse 20, Abraham never doubted. He praised God for this blessing even before it happened. He was completely sure that God was able to do anything he'd promised. Now he hadn't had a kid for 99 years, but it said he never doubted. He praised God for this blessing even before it happened. Would you circle that? Even before it happened. Now, if you don't get anything else I say this morning, get this. The ultimate form of faith is thanking God in advance for what you're asking for. That's the ultimate form of faith. You say, wait a minute. Are you saying, Rick, that I got to thank God for something that's happened, even though it hasn't happened, in order for it to happen? Yeah, that's called faith. Thanking God in advance. Now, if you wait until after it happens to thank God for it, is that faith? No, that's gratitude. Gratitude is when you thank God for something he's already done. Faith is when you thank him for it in advance. And it says here, Abraham praised God for the blessing even before it happened. So what do you do when you're in a dead end? You say, Lord, thank you that the answer's already on its way. I don't see it yet, but it's already on its way. Thank you. One time Jesus was over in Jerusalem and his friends Mary and Martha and Lazarus, who were brothers and sisters, lived in Bethany. They said, Mary and Martha sent word to him, said, Jesus, please get over here quickly. It's about 6 miles. Get over here quickly. Lazarus is sick. We need you to heal him. It takes Jesus 3 days to get there. It's only 5 or 6 miles. By the time he gets there, Lazarus had gone from bad to worse. He'd gone from difficulty to dead end, and he had died. That's what you call passing the deadline. Oh, you're slow. And so they bury him, and they put him in this cave. In those days, they buried him above ground in caves. So they rolled this rock in front of him and stuff. Jesus gets and says, "Oh, Lord, you're too late. If you'd got here sooner, you know, you could have healed him." He said, "I didn't come to heal him. I came to resurrect him." Now, that's a greater miracle, greater deliverance because a greater problem. So he says, "Roll back the stone." So they roll back the stone. And he says, "You know, I want you to get ready." I said, "Roll it back because I'm going to resurrect him." They said, I love this line. He said, "Lord, he's been dead 3 days. He stinketh." That's one of those verses I've never forgotten. "But Lord, he stinketh," in the King James. So Jesus goes up to the, he goes up to the tomb, and they roll the stone away, and he goes, "Lazarus, come forth." Unfortunately, he said, "Lazarus," if he just said, "come forth," all the dead people would have come out. So he had to be specific. He just says, "Lazarus, come forth." So Lazarus comes out, and he says, "Take all the great clothes off, loose him, and let him go." But it's interesting, when Jesus walked up to the tomb, he did not say, "Father, please, may, please, please, pretty please, with sugar on it, make Lazarus come out." In fact, if you go read that passage, Jesus said this. He walks up to the tomb and he says, "Father, I thank you that you've already heard me." And he says, "Lazarus, come forth." I thank you that you've already heard me. That's thanking God in advance, and that is faith. Paul knew this. Notice the next verse. "But this happened," excuse me, he says in 2 Corinthians 1:9, "this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us, he will deliver us, and we've set our hope on him that he will continue to deliver us." This is phase six, deliverance. Now notice a couple things in this verse. Number one, the purpose of the dead end is to teach us to trust in God. This happens so we might not rely on ourselves. Why does God let things get so bad they're out of control so you can realize that you can't control it? So he can force you to learn to trust on him instead of trusting on your own ingenuity and cleverness. That's the purpose, teach us to trust. What's the promise of deliverance? He has delivered us. He will deliver us. In fact, we believe he will continue to deliver us. When God brings you to the deliverance phase, there are three kinds of deliverance. I wrote them there on your outline. Number one, God uses circumstantial deliverance. Sometimes God miraculously alters the circumstance and the Red Sea splits. That will happen many, many times in your life, but it's not going to happen all the time. That's just one of the ways God delivers, by changing the circumstance. The second way God delivers is through personal deliverance. In personal deliverance, God does not change the circumstance, he changes you from the inside. You get a new dream, a new vision. You have a new attitude, a new perspective, and God helps you to handle the situation, which does not change, but he changes you. Many of you have read the writings of Corrie Ten Boom, and who wrote The Hiding Place. When Corrie was a young woman, her fiancé broke off the engagement to her and married somebody else. And she was devastated, and she never married. And she was heartbroken. She went to her father and she said, "What do you do when a love has been blocked? When you want to give love, but you can't give it." Her father wisely said, "When your love is blocked, you rechannel it. You rechannel it," because folks, there's a lot of people who need love in this world. In a new direction. You don't hold yourself up in a prison. You don't build up walls. You don't say, "I'm never going to allow anybody to hurt me because I've been hurt." No, you rechannel the love in a new direction. And that's what God wants you to do. The ultimate deliverance is heaven. Heaven. Now listen, God has not promised to remove all your pain in this world. God has not promised to solve every one of your problems the way you want them to be solved. God has not promised to keep all of your loved ones alive forever, the rest of your life. They will die. There is pain in the world. There is sorrow in the world. God has not promised that everything's going to work out the way you want it to. Folks, this is not heaven. This is earth. And because we are on earth, there is pain and sorrow and suffering. Now, the ultimate deliverance is going to be one day in heaven where there will be no pain, there will be no sorrow, no suffering, no heartache anymore. You see, the world hopes for the best, but Jesus is your best hope. And when you think it's not happening, you need to realize that there is a word for deliverance in the Bible. You know what the Bible word for deliverance is? It's salvation. That's what salvation means. Deliverance. Jesus is your Savior. That's your deliverer. You are saved means you're delivered. And the ultimate deliverance is heaven. Now, there's only one way to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And Jesus can take that hopeless end and turn it into an endless hope.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Today is the last day to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.